We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Good morning, the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. So I am not actively looking for morning motivation. I just let them come to me. These will usually pop up in my social media feed at some point during the day. And here's what I saw yesterday. 20 years from now, you'd give anything to be this exact age, exactly this healthy, and back in this exact moment. Now take a second to enjoy it. Now, the Q Morning Show. That's Teddy Swims. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. I'm Bill Ryan. The 30-Day Song Challenge. This is what I'm doing in the month of April on the Q Morning Show. Day number 17. And today's challenge, a song you'd sing a duet with someone at karaoke. So if you ever see me out at a karaoke bar somewhere and you want to sing a song with me, suggest this one. Actually, there's someone who works at the Eastland Inn in Berea who's an amazing singer. I would love to sing this song with her. Just Give Me a Reason, Pink, and I will sing the Nate Roos part. It's Q104. Right. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. Good morning. Sherry from Cleveland, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's going on?
I wanted to know if I missed it. I thought you were going to announce who is going to be joining you on the morning show.
You did not miss it.
Okay, so you didn't announce it yet?
We have not announced it. We have not made an official announcement. But, Sherry, thank you for calling up and asking about this. Here's what I can tell you right now. The person who is going to join me, who is going to join the Q Morning Show, will start 2 weeks from today, May 1st.
Okay, so it's a surprise now.
Well, it is a surprise, but it's not a surprise. And this is really hard to explain. But there's people that are above me on the executive level that don't want me to announce it yet.
Okay.
It's more than just me. There's a lot of people helping me with this launch of the new morning show.
Okay, gotcha.
So they would prefer to do more of a soft launch.
Building up the suspense.
I guess. I'm not really sure why. I'm just listening to them because right. I'm just doing my thing. And believe me, if it was me, I would be talking about it every single day because I'm so excited that this person is going to be joining the show. This past weekend, on Saturday night, I spoke with this person for an hour and 40 minutes on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
And I can't tell you the last time I was on the phone with anybody for an hour and 40 minutes.
I was going to say, nobody talks on the phone anyway, but
right.
at least you have something already in common that you could talk about, so that's good.
Saturday night, my wife was like, we never spoke on the phone for an hour and 40 minutes when we were dating. And you were just on the phone for an hour and 40 minutes with this person.
So now she'll never see you again. You'll be going out with them after work.
I am so looking forward to this person getting here. I think everyone is going to love them. But it's going to be 2 weeks from today on May 1st.
Okay, great.
That's all I can say right now. But I do thank you for calling up and asking that question because I'm very excited about it.
You're welcome. I'll keep listening till then. I enjoy you.
Thank you, Sherry. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Would you allow your 14-year-old daughter to attend senior prom? That's what Dan and Nicole have been debating, discussing for a few days now. They're going to come on our show to hash it out. That's next on the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back faster than the cars drive on 77. Q104.
It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan. This is the Q Morning Show. Hash it out. This is what we do when you're having some sort of a dilemma, a disagreement with someone. You've gone around and around in circles, but no one is budging with their opinion. So we try to open it up and get the opinions of others after we hear you hash it out. So we have a married couple today. This is Nicole and Dan. Dan is here. He's going to listen into everything that Nicole has to say. And then Dan's going to have the opportunity to respond. But let's hear from Nicole first. Nicole, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What is going on with between you and Dan?
Okay. So we have a 14-year-old, almost 15-year-old daughter who's been invited to senior prom. Yay.
Okay.
So, yeah. And if it's okay, we're not going to mention where because I'm sure if this got around her school, she'd be mortified.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask the school or I'm not going to ask the name of your daughter or anything else. We'll stay as anonymous as possible.
Okay.
So senior prom is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming up in a few weeks. And she's been asked to go by a senior boy.
Okay. And again, your daughter is 14 years old.
Yeah, almost 15. But yes, yes, yes.
And she wants to go to prom?
Oh, yeah, she really wants to go. And I've told her yes, you know, absolutely. But my husband is adamantly against this happening.
Why is he reacting that way?
I guess that'll come with the details on this one. And I get it. I totally get it. I understand because, you know, this is his daughter. She's his baby. And I think it's wonderful, you know, that he's so protective of her. But at the same time, in this case, he doesn't need to be so protective because we know the family of this boy. His mother is a really good friend of mine. And, you know, we've known him and their family for years. So, this kid is polite. He's responsible. He's respectful. And he probably wouldn't attend prom otherwise, you know. And I trust him with my daughter, so I am totally fine with them going together.
Okay, so he is a senior boy, so I'm guessing he's 17, 18?
He's 18.
Okay, mm-hmm. And again, your daughter is 14, almost 15.
She does turn 15, yeah, in June. She turns 15 in June.
All right. I have no further questions, Nicole, so I will remove you from the stand. Let's bring in your husband, Dan.
Okay.
Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So you are against your daughter going to senior prom with a boy that is 4 years older than her.
100%.
What's your side?
You know, I met this kid and he's a good kid, but I'm sorry, that's not enough. I don't care. 14-year-old girls should not be on dates with 18-year-old boys, no matter the circumstance. And they definitely should not be going to prom together. I'm sorry. I trust my wife, but yeah, I have to put my foot down on this.
Okay. Is it okay if I say something?
Yeah, no, please, Nicole.
Oh, Dan, you know I get all of your fears. I really do. And I know what they are, but I think it's reasonable to expect that this is going to be a normal, fun night for them. I mean, they're kids. They're going as friends, and that's it. Come on.
Right. Well, you're probably right, but can you even guarantee it? No. You know, I just, why would you even take this chance?
Okay, look, is this a safety issue with you? Like,
No, it has nothing to do with safety. It has everything to do with an 18-year-old boy and what's going through his mind and what a 14-year-old girl is thinking about.
Okay, and I get that, but let me just, I know it's not a safety issue, but the point is, you know, she's going to have her phone with her, and she can text us or call us if there are any problems, and, you know, we can see where they are at every moment. The school is going to be in lockdown. So, and let me just, I think I've said this to you, but, like, prom is not like it was when we were there. Okay. This is different. It's a different generation. They just want to have fun with it.
How are these guys going to have fun? There's a 4-year age difference between them. They're totally different maturity levels. Our daughter does not need to rush to grow up. I need her to stay innocent as long as possible. She'll have so many opportunities to go to prom later. There's no need for her to go right now. I'm sorry.
But this, I'm sorry. To me, this is like a great opportunity for her to like kind of practice with a friend. He is her friend. That's it.
Nicole and Dan, I'm going to stop you right there. I got to admit, I'm coming at this with a little bit of a blind spot, if not more than one blind spot. Number one, I never attended a prom when I was in high school. I didn't go to my proms. So, Nicole, when you say prom wasn't like what it was when we went to school, I don't even know what you're talking about. The second thing, though, is my other blind spot is I do not have daughters.
Okay.
I have two boys, but I feel like I would be on Dan's side here. Like, I don't think an 18-year-old boy should be dating a 14-year-old girl either. And I know it's not a date in the traditional sense. I think I'm on Dan's side here. And that's where we should open it up. 216-474-0104. Nicole and Dan's daughter, almost 15 years old, a freshman in high school, has been invited to senior prom with an 18-year-old senior boy. Would you allow her to attend prom at that age? 216-474-0104. Your call's next. Hash it out on the Q Morning Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Run away, but we're running in circles. Run away, run away, run away.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. I am answering phones right up until the last possible second here. We're doing Hash It Out. We heard from Nicole and Dan. They have a 14-year-old daughter, almost 15-year-old daughter. She'll turn 15 in June. And she has been invited to senior prom. We're not naming names of teenagers here, and we're not going to say exactly what school, just to keep to keep everybody anonymous. But Nicole and Dan are going back and forth on this. Nicole thinks it's okay based on all of the circumstances. They know the 18-year-old senior boy. They know their parents. They feel safe, or she feels safe, having her daughter attend this prom event with this boy who otherwise would probably not go. He wouldn't have a date. Dan has an issue with his daughter going to prom. Want to find out what you think. So let's hit the phones right now. Helena in Wycliffe, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on Hash It Out? Would you allow this 14, almost 15-year-old girl to go to senior prom?
So I'm going to personally say no. So one, I'm a parent to a daughter, and two, I actually teach freshmen in high school. And at our school, we don't even allow freshmen to go. So I guess I want to ask mom and dad first off, are they even allowing freshmen to go? Typically, schools only let juniors and seniors go. But number two, as a person who teaches freshmen, even though they're teenagers, a 14-year-old versus an 18-year-old, it's a big difference in terms of maturity. An 18-year-old is pretty much an adult. A 14-year-old is in the midst of their, like, teenagehood, and they're not the same at all. So even if she knows the parents and stuff, I would still say no. And then they need to double-check to even make sure that she's even allowed to go.
Okay, that's a good point, and I hope that they looked into that, because if that was the case, if freshmen were not allowed to attend prom, that would solve the entire situation right here.
Yeah, what?
I mean, I would hate for this girl to get all dressed up and buy a dress, and she's got her makeup on, and she walks up to the door, and what, do they have a bouncer there that cards you? Is that what happens?
That would suck. That's a lot of money to waste for her not to be able to go.
All right. Yeah, we'll check into that. But I would hopefully they would have at least looked into that to find out the rules. But mainly Helena says she would not allow her daughter to go. Let's go to Anna in Cleveland. Anna, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What about you? Would you allow your daughter to go to prom with an 18-year-old boy?
Whether the circumstances are they know the child or not, I would have to say no, because I agree with the last lady that was just on here because of the different maturity levels. Mm-hmm. And the fact, because whether you know this boy or not, that boy is still a boy. And he is still growing, and he is still probably going through his head like, oh, yeah, you know, got a little girl. You know, they're just all hormones right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would hate to generalize and say, I mean, we don't know the boy. I would hate to say something like that about that. I mean, it seems like they know the boy. They know his parents. They say he's very polite, very well-mannered. You know, I would hate to say, you know, something disparaging about him, because we really don't know him. We would have to trust the parents on that one. Like I said, I was answering phones right up to the last second. So I'm picking up this line right now, and I don't even know your name. Who is on the line right now?
This is Julie.
Hey, Julie. thank you so much for calling up this morning. I wanted to get your perspective, because I know you texted in first. And you are actually siding with Nicole on this. You have two daughters, is that right?
I do. I have a 19-year-old who's actually just finished up her freshman year in college, and then I have a junior in high school. So 16 and 19, so very familiar with prom.
And you're saying that if you were in Nicole's situation, you would allow your daughter to attend prom?
100%. I think I'm just kind of listening to the callers, that I'm just thinking, so are we assuming that every 18-year-old boy just has one thing on their mind?
Yeah.
I think that's sort of unfair. I know my daughter, when she went 100% with a friend. Now, again, she was a senior. I know at our high school, you can go with an upperclassman if you're asked. You can't just go, like, by yourself, so I'm not sure how that school is. But I also think it's a factor of their daughter. I mean, if they trust their daughter and, again, know the family, I mean, I think we're just assuming that all these kids have one thing on their mind. I was a chaperone at my daughter's prom. The actual prom itself, and then let's say the after prom, it is so supervised. I mean, at least I know at our school, there's teachers everywhere. There's parents chaperones now. I could say that, you know, the day after, most of the kids will go somewhere for the night, or maybe they go to Cedar Point. I could see where maybe in that situation they would say, okay, you know, we don't feel comfortable with her, you know, not having parent supervision. But the actual prom and after prom, it's so safe, and she's going to have so much fun. And, yeah, I definitely am siding with Nicole on this one.
And maybe that's a good compromise. I don't know if there's an after party either, but maybe it's like, okay, you go to the dance, but then that's it. You got to come home right after the dance. No late night activities or anything like that.
Right. That's what I would say.
Okay. Well, thank you, Julie. I appreciate you joining us for the counterpoint, because I think hearing both sides is very important. Nicole and Dan, good luck to you. You've heard a lot of different opinions, and keep us posted on what you decide to do. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Let's go with Noah Kahn.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let's meet our contestants before we play. First up is Cottrell in Cleveland Heights. Cottrell went to a high school in Jackson, Mississippi. Cottrell, how long have you been living in Northeast Ohio?
About 3 years now.
Awesome. Thank you for calling up this morning during Battle of the Burbs. You are going to be taking on Laura in Twinsburg, who went to Nordonia High School. Laura, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
All right, you guys. Name is your buzzer. Whoever gets the best score out of five will win Battle of the Burbs, this five-question trivia challenge. Are we ready to play?
Ready.
Yep.
All right, on the line, Lauren Daigle tickets for next month at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Here we go with question number one. What color is associated with jealousy?
Cottrell. Red.
Red is incorrect.
Laura?
Laura.
I'll go with blue.
Blue is incorrect. We're looking for green.
Okay.
I think the phrase is green with jealousy. No score after question number one. Here's question number two. The movie starring Jennifer Garner, where a teenage girl wakes up to find out she's...
Laura.
30, yes.
13 going on 30.
That is correct. Laura on the board with one. And here's question number three. What is the capital city of California?
Laura.
True.
Laura.
Sacramento.
Sacramento is correct. So Laura leads the way 2-0. She can win it right here on question number four.
Laura's now very nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous, Laura. You can't be any more nervous than I am.
Okay.
This series streams on Hulu, and it's based on the Margaret Atwood novel of the same name.
Laura.
Laura.
Handmaid's Tale.
Is correct. Laura with the queen. The, all I do is win, win, win. I was about to say Laura with the queen sweep this morning, which is also somewhat correct. I meant to say clean sweep, but Laura, you are the queen this morning. You have the queen sweep on Battle of the Burbs.
Awesome. And good game, Cottrell.
Yes. Thank you, Cottrell, for playing. Hopefully he'll call up to play another day. But
that's
you
right.
Have Lauren Daigle tickets. Thank you so much, Laura.
Oh, thank you. We're excited. Used to dream about a space, but now they're laughing at the face
saying, wake up, you need to make money. 21 Pilots coming to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in September. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan, the Q Morning Show. So last night, I was out late, or at least late for me, with my oldest son. Will had a baseball scrimmage in Parma, so we got home around 8:30 or so. And when I got home, my youngest son, Drew, was on Xbox, and his bedtime is 9:30, so an hour away. However, he had already showered and he was in his pajamas. So I think that in his mind, he thought, hey, extra screen time. I can jump on Xbox. But when I walked in, I told him to wrap it up because I wanted him to go to bed early last night because they have standardized testing this week at his school. And I was thinking he needs his rest. He needs to get up tomorrow, have a good breakfast. So let's get off electronics and get our minds right for that. And as you have already guessed, this did not go over well with him. He got really mad at me for some reason. I mean, I know the reason why he got mad at me. Usually the fight over electronics, though, it doesn't get this bad. They usually like, okay, and then they usually do what I ask them to do. But last night, for some reason, Drew was, he was mad. And at some point yelled at me from, and this is in the other room, I never want to see your face again. Which made me laugh, just because I heard that from the other room. And I was just surprised that he said it because, I mean, we watched Home Alone together. I was hoping that he learned what could happen when you say something like that.
But I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
JT, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. A chance to win AJR tickets coming up after 9 this morning. So this happened in Memphis. A man is facing charges after he allegedly tried to rob a convenience store using a rather unique item. A 5-foot snake. His name is Reginald Cook. He actually had 2 attempts on this to try to rob the store. He went into the store early in the morning and demanded money from the register. The cashier refused, and Reginald left. And I'm sure Reginald thought, hey, why didn't that work? It's probably because I didn't use anything that would make the clerk give me money. So he returned again about an hour later, this time with the snake wrapped around his neck, and again he demanded the money. Well, this did not work either. It would have worked on me, I'll tell you that. If I was the clerk, I would have just ran out of the store, like, have at it, whatever you want. But the cops showed up by this point. They arrested Reginald. He was also wearing a backpack at the time, and the contents of his backpack, 1 railroad stake and a rock. I imagine Reginald was internally having a debate with himself. What do I use to rob this store? The railroad stake? The rock? You know what? I'm going to go with the snake. See if that works. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.